This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Joining us now here on your home of the Rangers, infielder, debuted August 12th, had three hits and a win. 3 days later, hit a bomb to beat the Rockies. He'll be the DH tonight as the Rangers and Padres wrap up a two-gamer in San Diego at 7 o'clock right here on your home of the Rangers. Derek Dietrich, and a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up, fellas? I'm great. How are y'all?
We are outstanding. What's it going to take to beat these Padres, man? These guys have been tough for you this week.
We're going to have to outswag them. You know, this team's got a lot of swagger. Obviously, you've seen what this 20-year-old stud shortstop can do. But, you know, we're going to have to bring the energy and bring the swagger and hit some balls hard. I mean, we're playing good ball. We just, you know, we got to string some runs together and play our best baseball against these type of teams.
Seems like you have a tremendous amount of swagger as well. Are you talking to your guys on how to bring more of that to the diamond and consulting this?
Yep. Of course. I mean, we've got swag. You know, and we've got guys that can carry it. We got guys that have energy, and so you know, it's important. It's part of the game. You know, you watch the game, you watch all around the league, and the guys that bring the swagger, the guys that bring the energy, and that have having fun doing their job. You know, those are the guys and the teams that are having the most success. So, you know, it's definitely important. So I'm trying to absolutely do my best to bring it within the clubhouse and out on the field, and bring it out. You know, all the guys and players and staff.
I love that you used the word swag multiple times to get this going, because I feel like baseball is in a really weird place where there's a generation that is having fun and has lots of swag, and there's a generation that looks at it like, what are you doing? Where are you on the unwritten rules of baseball? Do you care if somebody swings 3-0? Do you care if somebody steals a base when you're up 6-0? Or do you believe, dude, express yourself, have fun, and be a badass?
Well, you know, my grandfather, Steve Demeter, was in the game for 52 years professionally. And so, you know, I'm sure he has thoughts about unwritten rules and how the game was supposed to be played. He's passed now, but, you know, I learned the game from him. But I also have played the game in the new age, and I've seen the type of talent and the type of swag that guys play with. And, you know, I feel like I'm one of those guys. So, you know, I'm kind of on the fence a little bit as far as how that goes. I feel like you should express yourself. You should, you know, enjoy the accomplishments and the successes throughout the game. You know, obviously we all wear the tough ones and the hardships. So I think, you know, you should be allowed to express yourself and be yourself. Now, however you see fit, you know, that's totally up to you. You know, that was a tough situation there. I can see it from both, you know, sides, but, you know, man, as long as you're playing the game hard and you're respecting the game, then, you know, you can play on my team and I want to play on your team. I mean, that's how I've always felt about it. And, you know, we need the energy, man. We need the excitement. This is professional sports. This is playing a game for a living, and people love to see that. So, you know, we should continue to bring it.
How easy or tough is it to join a team when the season's already going? These guys know each other. I don't know if you really had a relationship with anybody on the team yet, but you seem, just from the outside looking in, like a dude that's got a lot of personality and would be fun to have in the clubhouse. Is it easy to integrate yourself in a scenario like that, or are there challenges?
You know, to be quite honest, it's really easy for me. I've played this game a long time. I know baseball. We all know baseball inside this clubhouse. Right? We're all professional players. We've played for a long time. So the game never changes. The game's the same from the time you're young till now. Obviously, you know, there's some things that are a little bit different in a sense. But, you know, I love to play the game. I work my butt off. I come prepared. And so, you know, and I like to have fun. And I don't, you know, most of the guys in this realm of and this level of baseball are the same way. So for me, you know, I respect everyone. I enjoy everyone. And, you know, there's a lot to learn. So I just come in with an open mind, and I come and do what I do, and I be myself. And I hope that people can appreciate that, and guys can appreciate that. And, you know, it's been a smooth transition for me. And, you know, I like all the guys, and getting to know each and every one of them a little bit more, you know, every day. And it's a little tough with this whole COVID thing, and you're not spending time in, you know, we would normally hanging out in some rooms or going to some nice dinners and stuff like that. So, you know, we do have to put an emphasis on, you know, making the most in quality, you know, conversations at the ballpark or in the batting cages or out on the field or in the dugout, because you just don't normally have the same time. But overall, it's been a smooth transition for me.
It's the Rangers Player Show. Derek Dietrich here with us on 105.3 The Fan. How do you like DH-ing? Oh, are you strumming?
Yeah.
Are you playing guitar?
Yeah, bro, I am. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got a Taylor guitar out here in San Diego. I just started playing about 3 weeks ago. My girlfriend got me into it, and so I just got a guitar dropped off to me. So I was kind of strumming it before I called you. Sorry about that.
No, that's awesome. It sounds like you're learning that pretty good.
Yeah. I'm not that good. I know how to crush balls and crush baseballs. I can't crush any chords really yet. I'm still learning. But yeah, I like DH-ing, bro. I love to hit, obviously. But you know, I take a lot of pride in my defense. I played all over the diamond, and you know, second base is my favorite position. But you know, I played first, played third last night, been in left field, right field, pretty much played everywhere but short, pitcher, and catcher in this league. So. But obviously hitting is what I like to do best, but don't get me wrong. Like I said, I take a lot of pride in my D. I love to make big plays. And, you know, and the biggest thing, the reason why I actually like defense so much is because you can control your defense. You know, it's about being prepared. It's about being focused and ready in each pitch. And we're hitting, you know, hitting is tough. You go through stretches, man. I've seen the best hitters in the world, you know, go through stretches. I've gone through them. Everyone is susceptible to ups and downs of hitting, but defense, you should be able to stay consistent just by being focused and ready and in every play.
So was that Blink-182? And two,
yeah.
Are you like learning to play the guitar, or are you learning to play songs?
I'm learning some songs, you know, learning to play some songs. I don't, you know, like I probably should do, I don't have a guitar teacher. And so I don't really know the basics and should probably start from square one, but I kind of just hitting the chords or the tab and going from there.
You're figuring it out, dude. You're playing by ear.
Yeah, exactly.
That's 3 weeks in?
I mean, yeah, about 3 weeks, give or take. So I brought the guitar on the road, and then my buddy TJ, the head clubhouse guy over here in San Diego, has had guitars here, and Taylor's obviously a very – big guitar company, and they're based out of San Diego. And so we just got together with one of their reps, and the guy brought me over a really, really nice American Dream Series guitar by them. And so I'll be taking this baby to Seattle and back home with me. So, you know, something to do, pass the time, right, in the room. Yeah. When I'm not thinking about or playing baseball.
Mm-hmm. So did you intentionally say that you take pride in your D and that you crush balls, or were both of those just sort of baseball accidents?
Those were both pretty much baseball accidents, I guess. I don't know. I didn't mean to put it in those terms, but I could see how it came out, but that's funny. That's all good. You know, hey,
yeah.
I'll do anything for a laugh. I mean, this game can be tough sometimes, and you can have nights like last night. And so, you know, come to the park and have fun, and, you know, Todd Frazier's I'm really enjoying playing with him so far. You know, obviously I've played against him for numerous years, and I've seen him from afar and seen him on the other side. But, you know, in the clubhouse, guy's awesome, man. Down to earth, has fun, plays the game, true professional. So, you know, he's one of the guys I've taken a strong liking to, just because we're kind of similar in the sense that, you know, we're really easygoing and loose and have fun, but also take our jobs very seriously.
Yeah, we love Todd, too. You know, his first year here, but we've had him on the show twice already, and he's good times. So how many guitars do you have now? Is this your second?
Yeah, so I got for my birthday back in July, I just got, like, a nice little basic Fender, just something to travel with. And then, yeah, this was kind of by accident. Just I walked in, I remember, you know, they have some things around the clubhouse that are like San Diego based, and some skateboards, I guess, that are based locally, you know, the Taylor guitars. And I was like, oh, it reminded me. I was like, well, now I've taken an interest in guitar. So, one thing led to another, and, you know, in 2 days time, here you go. I got a nice solid guitar here. So shout out to Taylor Guitars. It was kind of a, you know, like a little, luck of the draw type of thing. And, here you go. One of the perks of being a Major League Baseball player.
What kind of guitar music is your favorite? Is it punk or is it metal or classic rock? What do you do?
Well, I love 80s rock. I have to start learning some. The guitarists are probably so good. I want to learn some, you know, obviously Phil Collins is my favorite. He's a drummer, but you know, some Genesis, or, you know, I'm trying to maybe think about learning some of my dad's favorite types or genres that he liked back in the day, you know. Yeah, the Eagles. I'll never get to stuff like that. Joe Walsh, that kind of stuff. But maybe if I practice hard enough and long enough. But, you know, I think I'm better off trying to just stay hitting baseballs than, you know, hitting chords and rocking out at shows. So
I think you can learn Another One Bites the Dust. I think you could play that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another One Bites the Dust. There you go. Yeah. And maybe some Incubus. One of our strength coach, Jose, plays the guitar with, and I guess has a little cool little band that he does with his son. You know, they were jamming during quarantine, and so he showed me some videos, and he's pretty good. He says Incubus is a good, you know, group to learn. So, or they have some good songs to learn. So, you know, I'll try anything. So we'll see where we're at. We'll have to get together again in a few weeks and see where I'm at with my guitar skills.
That sounds like a deal to me, man. Really appreciate it. Give them hell out there. We'll be pulling for you, Derek.
Thanks, fellas. Good talking to you. Yeah, and looking forward to chatting it up with you guys again. We got to get one. Yeah,
all
buddy.
Right.
All right, guys.
I'll text John right now. You. Take care. There he goes. Derek Dietrich with us on 105.3 The Fan. Who would have known, David? That was incredible.